Seated. Turn with me in your Bibles, please, for our second reading to the book of Job, chapter 8. Job chapter 8, verse 1. Hear now the inerrant, infallible, and inspired word of God. Then answered Bildad the Shuhite and said, How long wilt thou speak these things? And how long shall the words of thy mouth be like a strong wind? Doth God pervert judgment? Or doth the Almighty pervert justice? If thy children have sinned against him, and he have cast them away for their transgression. If thou wouldest seek unto God betimes, and make thy supplication to the Almighty, if thou wert pure and upright, surely now he would awake for thee, and make the habitation of thy righteousness prosperous. Though thy beginning was small, yet thy latter end should greatly increase. For inquire, I pray thee, of the former age, and prepare thyself to search to the search of their fathers, for we are but of yesterday and know nothing, because our days upon earth are a shadow. Shall not they teach thee and tell thee and utter words out of their heart? Can the rush grow up without mire? Can the flag grow without water? Whilst it is yet in his greenness and not cut down, it withereth before any other herb. So are the paths of all that forget God, and the hypocrite's hope shall perish, whose hope shall be cut off, and whose trust shall be like a spider's web. He shall lean upon his house, but it shall not stand. He shall hold it fast, but it shall not endure. He is green before the sun, and his branch shooteth forth in his garden. His roots are wrapped about the heap, and seeth the place of stones. If he destroy him from his place, then it shall deny him, saying, I have not seen thee. Behold, this is the joy of his way, and out of the earth shall others grow. Behold, God will not cast away a perfect man, neither will he help the evildoers, till he fill thy mouth with laughing and thy lips with rejoicing. They that hate thee shall be clothed with shame, and the dwelling place of the wicked shall come to naught. May God add his blessing to the reading and hearing of his most holy word. So we have Bildad now giving his answer. And so when Bildad gives his answer, it is like Eliphaz abbreviated. It's the same sort of speech, it's just shorter, right? And we can show this just by flipping back a couple of pages. We have chapters 1 and 2, but then we have chapter 3 when Job opens his mouth. And then we have Eliphaz in chapter 4, and he goes on for chapters 4 and 5. And then in chapter 6, Job answers in chapters 6 and 7, and then Bildad answers in chapter 8. But notice it is only one chapter long, about, you know, if you count the verses or you count the words, about half of what Eliphaz answered. And yet the speech is nearly the same with the same kind of content. Now, these men, it seems to me, are steeped in something of self-righteousness. They believe in, as I've said it before, what we would call it today, a sort of karmic understanding of what God does or how God works. If you do good, then God will do you good. And if you do evil, then God will do you evil in this world. And beloved, Scripture and even our experience tells us that that's not the case. All we must do is cite Psalm 73. And Asaph there will talk about the wicked who are rich. There's no bands in their death. They're not tasked or troubled like other men. I looked at them and I thought, I've cleansed my hands in vain. They don't have difficulties. I thought the hammer should fall on them, and it never fell. And then Asaph goes to church, right? He hears the word of God. I went into the sanctuary, and there I saw their latter end. I'll just set them in their feet in slippery places and so on. When we expect then that there should be some kind of perfection of justice in this life, beloved, we will be sorely disappointed. And if we begin to judge God in that way, well then, we contemn the Almighty. The word contemn means we look upon Him with disapproval. We're not happy with His judgment. So what Bildad says to him is, first of all, he'll begin like many of these men will begin. How long will you go on like this? Your words are just like strong wind. They're blowing around, they're making a lot of noise, but there's no substance to them. Now, perhaps they've never been in Texas and had a derecho. We've had those here. Those winds do something. But what Bildad means here is you're just talking on, and your words are stout and they're blustery, but they are just wind. And how long will you go on like this? Then he'll ask a couple of questions from his perspective. Now, we will say that these things are true materially, but they're not true as they apply to Job, as we've said before. He'll say this: does God pervert judgment, or doth the Almighty pervert justice? Well, those are rhetorical questions. The answer to them both is no. You know what a rhetorical question is, right? A rhetorical question is one that carries its own answer. It's self-evident. It's obvious. The answer is no. God does not pervert judgment. The problem is we pervert justice. And then we begin judging God according to our standard of our perverted justice rather than what justice truly is. Let me ask you this, beloved. Is Job receiving anything here that is beyond what he deserves as a sinner? What do sinners deserve? Children, you know the answer to this question. What doth every sin deserve? God's wrath and punishment, both in this life and that which is to come. Right? That's what our deserts are. Now, that the Lord is kind, that He is generous, that He works good to all kinds of people, lulls us into a sense of security that's how God should treat everyone. And when God steps outside of that normal course, well then, we, like Job, begin to question God's justice. Bildad, for his part, is trying to bring Job back to reality, but it's a false reality. It's not true that God never afflicts the righteous and that He always afflicts the wicked. It's simply not true. It's not true if we read the Scripture, and it's not true if we simply read history. Think of the most righteous man that ever walked upon earth. Oh yeah, our Lord Jesus Christ. Was He treated justly upon this world? He was not. So then, Bildad becomes very bold, like Eliphaz was before him, and he says this. Now, can you imagine saying this to someone who's just lost all of his children? Listen to what he says. If thy children have sinned against Him, and He have cast them away for their transgression. Wow. Compassion much? Not much at all. Right? If thou wouldest seek unto God betimes, make thy supplication to the Almighty. Another assumption, right? He assumed first that the children were wicked and God simply took them away. He assumes second that Job has not been crying out unto the Lord, right? If thou wert pure and upright, surely now He would awake for thee and make the habitation of thy righteousness prosperous. Though thy beginning was small, thy latter end would increase. Wow. If you just cry out to the Lord, everything will be fine. Confess whatever sin, this wicked sin that you've done, for which God is striking you. Stop maintaining your innocence and everything will be great, because God doesn't treat with right people, upright people, like he's treating with you. So this is a self-righteous attitude. This is an attitude of self-righteousness. And Job will indeed, in his response in the next chapter, address that with Bildad. Job is a faithful man that is sinning against God mightily by doubting him, by doubting his care. But he is a faithful man. It is possible, isn't it, beloved, for us to maintain integral faith in Christ and yet be found sinners. Isn't that who we are? Aren't we simul justus e peccator, as Luther coined in Latin, simultaneously just and sinners? Of course. So now he'll send him on an errand. Do a little bit of research. Do a little bit of research. Think about the fathers. Inquire, I pray thee, in the former age, and prepare thyself to search their fathers. We are but of yesterday, and know nothing, because our days upon earth are a shadow. Shall not they teach thee and tell thee words out of their heart? Right? Has anything like this ever happened to anybody that you know, or anybody that you've ever heard of, Job? Has a righteous man that you've ever heard of suffered like you're suffering? And if you can't think of one, then why do you think you're righteous? So then he'll liken Job to a rush. You're like a rush. What's a rush, children? Like a flag. Okay, so don't think of a flag like an emblem flying in the air. Think of those water plants that grow by the sides of lakes. Right? Think of a cattail. Think of those things that grow up, like you walk over to them and you can grab them and you can squish them in your hand. You can crush them and they bend over immediately. Those things that are very weak. Though they're furnished with water, right? Isn't that what they're saying here? Isn't that what Bildad is saying? Though you're furnished with water, though God has been so kind to you, you're like that rush. You're like that flag that grows by the water. While it is yet in its greenness and not cut down, it withers before any other. It was certain that you wouldn't last, being a rush, a cattail, like you are. So are the paths of all that forget God, and the hypocrite's hope shall perish. So, Job, why don't you have hope? Because you're a hypocrite. You've talked to others. You yourself wither at the least bending of a rush. Wow. This is hard speech, isn't it? Devoid of compassion. And so we learn how not to handle those who are hurting from Bildad. Don't we? We learn to be compassionate and to speak truth and not to assume the worst. So he talks about that man who is the hypocrite. His hope is like a spider's web. He leans upon his house, but it falls over when he leans on it. Everything he trusts in is taken away from him. Just like you, Job, you trusted in your wealth, you trusted in your family, you trusted in your lands and in your servants and all the stuff, and now it's all taken away. Everything is taken away because of your hypocrisy. Well, we might say these things are materially true and sometimes do take place in history. But we must also be understanding with regard to knowing our own times. Bildad applies these general things to Job illicitly. So then notice, God will not cast away a perfect man, neither will he help the evildoers. Till thy mouth be filled with laughing and thy lips with rejoicing, they that hate thee shall be clothed with shame, and the dwelling place of the wicked shall come to naught. So snap out of your wickedness, Job, and the Lord will fill your mouth with laughter. Miserable counsel, isn't it? It is miserable counsel. All right, with that then,